At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
So mortgage rates actually took a little bit of a break from going up every day since the Federal Reserve cut. Why? So in today's video, I'm going to go through the jobs report numbers because those are the most important numbers from the Fed, because that's what the Federal Reserve said last week when they cut rates. They're like, the most important thing we're focusing in on right now is jobs. So today's headlines, when you start seeing things like this, job cuts in October hit the highest level for the month in 22 years. What would you expect the markets to do? Well, we got the Dow Jones. It's plummeting right now, but that's good news when it comes to mortgage rates. So in today's video, folks, I'm going to come out and answer that old age question that you guys always ask. Dan, what the heck's going on with those and why? So let's get over to the jobs report that we got this morning. But then, before you count your chickens, I want to give you some bad news. It's from Chicago Fed. They actually did their own report on the jobs reports, and that might actually send rates back up. A little confused? Let's get to the news. Okay, so here's how the day started. Job cuts in October hit the worst in 22 years, and that really sent the markets. If you look at the Dow Jones, it's down, but it actually helped out mortgage rates quite a bit because the Federal Reserve sitting on the sidelines basically saying, okay, we don't know if we're going to cut in December because we don't know how the jobs report's going to look. Well, this hopefully is going to help them push over the edge to maybe cut rates. But then today, this afternoon, we have the Federal Reserve from Chicago coming in, and I want you to see or hear what they're saying today. This is really confusing, but at the end of this, I'll put it all into a little wrap package for you so you can truly understand what the heck's going on with these and why. So let's get over to CNBC so you can hear the Chicago Fed President Gouldsby. He can let us know what he's seeing in the jobs reports, and he's given us a little bit of insight with the Federal Reserve's talking about behind closed doors. So without further ado, let's get over to CNBC and in their interview with Chicago Fed President Gouldsby.
The Chicago Fed labor market indicator. It's a new thing published. It's out this morning. It's a new report that brings together a lot of different alternative market indicators along with the government data, but we don't have the government data. So this indicator is now filling in for the missing government data with other private sector data. It's confusing. You can read it online, but the bottom line is this. Estimates the unemployment rate most likely unchanged at 4.36% in October, but there's a 40% probability that it's higher according to the model and a 20% probability that it's lower. Joining us now, Austin Gouldsby, Chicago Fed President and former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors in the Obama administration. Austin, I know what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to play a little guitar. I'm going to do a little fly fishing, spend the rest of the time trying to understand all of the alternative jobs data that's out there and just what the heck it's telling me about the market. So we had this morning, Challenger job cuts, one of the worst Octobers since 2003. We had the ADP report, 42,000, that's okay. And I've got this report telling me that the unemployment rate probably unchanged. What's your take on the job market? And good morning.
Well, hello, Steve. I'm going to save you some time this weekend. You just move the Chicago Fed labor market indicators right to the top. You look at it and you just saved yourself 30 minutes. we have only the private sector information when the government is shut down. That said, when we put together these labor market indicators, it wasn't because of the government shutdown. Was because we wanted more real-time information, and so we supplement by 11 different sources. And to me, most of the labor market indicators that we're getting show a lot of stability in the market. And when we were getting the government data, they showed a lot of stability. The one number that was not showing stability, that showed pretty substantial deterioration, was total payroll job creation. But there's a question mark on that, that we should be a little careful over-indexing on payroll job numbers as an indicator of the business cycle. When immigration, there's a huge question mark, and you don't know what's happening to population growth. So I still think there's mild cooling, but this labor market indicator reading that we put out from the Chicago Fed that shows the unemployment rate is basically unchanged except for a tiny increase that came from the workers who are not working because of the government shutdown. And at the hiring rate shows a lot of stability, and the layoff and vacancy rate also shows a lot of stability. That's what it feels like on the labor side so far to me.
So then what they start talking about is like recessions and things like that. And what he said is during, before a recession, usually you have massive layoffs and things like that. In this time period that we have, we don't have massive layoffs. We just don't have a lot of hiring. So it's basically just a stagnant market. But they're coming out now saying the unemployment rate's at 4.36. So what I was flashing there is if you go over to this section here, this is the Federal Reserve, basically the economy at a glance. They set the Federal Reserve rate over there. But here's what they look at. So the good news for today at the opening bell was there was this dismal jobs report. But then later in the afternoon, this report comes out and says, okay, maybe the jobs report isn't so bad and we might be sticky at 4.3%. So what's going on? So that's why you need to really be on top of things. So if you're a homeowner, I created a tool for you. If you want me to track rates for you. So let's say you have an interest rate and you're like, Dan, when interest rates hit a certain percentage, can you reach out to me just so we can go over the numbers and see if this makes sense? Yes. Put in the number right through there. RateWatch 2.0, that's what we provide you. So here's what my thoughts are on this. We want to go next over to the Federal Reserve Watch tool. So what this provides us, and we're going to go over this every day, is just how volatile this number is. What is the Federal Reserve supposed to be doing at the next meeting? Are they going to cut? Well, a lot of people thought they were going to cut two times by the end of this year. They cut once, and there's only one meeting left. So let's go down through here, and let's see the probabilities. Well, here's what the problem was. The probabilities are right through here. So yes, is the Federal Reserve most likely going to cut? Well, yes, most likely. But right through here is the December 10th meeting. And right through here, there's a 71% chance that they're going to cut. This number, the day of the Fed's cut last week, was 95%. This morning, it was like 65%. So it's all over the map. So if you're monitoring rates right now and you're a homeowner, check that out. Okay, so let's say you're a home buyer. What should you do? Well, let's further on go. Let's see what the rest of the market's looking like today. And what I'm going to do is give you guys out there that are looking to buy or looking to build, give my thoughts on this. So let's get over one last piece of this puzzle. The markets here, I'm pretty much taking it on the chin today. We got the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, and the Russell all down. We got the VIX up. This isn't the ending of a good day. This is the reversal of a Cinderella story. Usually I like coming in here seeing all these up. VIX down and oil down and oil's down. So oil's down as well. Let's see what crypto's doing. It's probably down again. Crypto's getting killed. Okay, so that's what we're seeing across the board. So now let's get over. Let's talk to those out there that are looking to buy or build. What should you do? Well, the market's going to be volatile. If you're looking to refinance, I got the tool for you. You're looking to buy? Well, you're probably going to buy in the next couple months, let's say. Well, you might want to at least try to kick the tires to make sure you qualify. Do you know what your budget's set for? Do you know you can get approved for that price of home? Do you know what your credit scores, your accurate credit scores? What kind of rate could you get? Which program is best for you? A little confused on all this? Well, that's where hopefully I come into play. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day. My whole goal is to help you guys understand these things in which mortgage products are available for you. So I've been doing this for over 35 years, folks. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. So let's navigate. If you're looking to buy or build, what should you do? Well, here's what rates are today. Let's say they're at 6.25. Let's go over to my website. Here's what I would do. I'd reach out to us. But the thing I would look at doing is ask them to pre-approve you at the 7% rate. Here's why. If you get approved at 7%, and let's say you're comfortable with the number, wouldn't it be a nice surprise to find out that your payment's $200, $300, $400 less when you're all said and done versus the other way around? So if you want to navigate this process, basically from applications, keys in your hand, we're going to help you through the budgeting section of this, credit scores, what kind of program you qualify for? And what does it look like? What kind of rates are you looking at? Because if you look at rates on a daily basis, it'll drive you crazy. If you check out a lot of my other videos, I post up, you know, what's today's 30-year fixed rate? And there's 20 of them up there. It gets a little confusing. So take the confusion out of it. Just join us at theRateUpdate.com. If you're looking to buy, we got a program right down through here that you might be interested in. Doesn't matter if you're a first-time home buyer or if you've bought three or four homes before. If you're looking to buy and move into the property, check and see if you qualify for this program right through here. It'll give you up to $7,000 as down payment assistance, and you don't need to pay it back. That's the cool thing behind there. And most of all, please reach out to us, because our slogan is this. When you're reaching out and you're trying to find that mortgage product, what's the number one question you get? Here's the number one question I always get. Dan, what's your 30-year fixed rate today? So that's what we get contended with each day. But what I want you guys to understand, it's more than just about the rate. It's what kind of programs are out there, what kind of fees, what are you looking at? So please reach out to us. We'd love to help navigate you through this. We do have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How's it work? Well, we're set up with over 30 different lenders at the bank I work at. And the reason being is when you call in, we want to make sure you have unlimited choices so we can hopefully beat anybody else out there on the rate and the fees. So if you want to check it out, even if you've got a pre-approval already, you want to check out how we compete with those offers, right above my head, right through here is a loan estimate review. You can actually upload your loan estimate in here as well. And we're hoping to do this. If we can beat that lender that you're working with currently on the rates and fees, we're hoping to win you as a client. So hopefully today, folks, my goal was set out to explain to you guys what's going on with these over here, and hopefully we accomplished that today. So if we did, please subscribe down over there. Leave a comment down below. Let me know if we could help you. Let me know where you think rates are going to go from here. I'd love to know your analysis behind that. But if you're out there looking and monitoring rates and you're trying to figure out that question, what the heck's going on with those and why, please subscribe down there. So every day when I come out with a video, you can get an alert and make sure you find out what is actually going on with those over there. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. And I hope to see you here at the opening bell tomorrow to figure out where this mess starts tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.